My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is a reminder to people who do have flexible schedules that you can still set boundaries. You can start repeating this phrase to yourself. Just because I can doesn't mean I should. The past few decades have brought huge changes to the way people work. Laptops and cell phones mean much work can be done anytime and any place. And while during the transition years, this often meant people worked at the office during set hours and then still needed to be reachable afterwards, younger workers in particular expect a huge deal of control over their schedules. They don't see this flexibility as a reward for years of proving themselves. They see it as the most efficient approach to work. And in general, it is. However, after studying thousands of schedules over the years, I'd say that some people are better about setting boundaries with their time than others. If you can set your own hours and work from home occasionally, you have a great deal of control over your time. But that control doesn't mean that your time is anyone else's for the taking. There are the classic requests. A neighbor wants you to drive him or her to the airport. This person is totally capable of taking an Uber, but since you're home, it's no biggie, right? Or the neighbor wants you to let out his dog at noon since you're there. On some level, it might not be a biggie, but planning your day around a commitment means your time isn't fully focused on your work pursuits during time you plan to work. And that is a problem. Now, if your neighbor has done a huge favor for you recently, that is a different matter. But if not, hopefully you can develop the fortitude to say no to these requests. Oh, I've got phone calls stacked up all day, or I may need to come into the office, so I'm sorry I can't commit. But sometimes it's harder to set boundaries. Maybe your partner has an unspoken assumption that because you can work from home, it's your job to cover all kids' sick days or snow days. It's your job to wait around for all repair people. And perhaps a couple might decide that this split of labor makes sense. But if so, it should be a conscious decision, not an assumption. And I'd strongly caution against a couple assuming that the party who can set his or her own hours and work from home must therefore be responsible for all housework. Yes, you could throw in a load of laundry during a break between calls. But guess what? Your partner could throw in a load before he or she leaves for work, too. These tasks must be negotiated separately. I think boundaries with kids are the hardest. One of the upsides of having a flexible schedule is the ability to accommodate family responsibilities. And this can be a real blessing for people who have, say, special needs kids who require a lot of medical appointments and the like. But what I've often seen happen is that people with flexible schedules think that because they can do something, they should, and they don't necessarily push back. A physician's office offers you a 10 a.m. appointment, and so you take it, rather than asking for something at a more convenient time. And yes, it can work, but then your day is chopped up. Or as I saw on a time log recently, a professor picked up her children at school at 2 p.m. on the days when she didn't have afternoon classes. She could do this, but the problem was that she wasn't making as much progress as she wanted on the research and journal article submissions that were going to help her land tenure. Yes, she could do the early afternoon pickup, but there's a limit to how efficient we can be. And since she wasn't mustering the energy to do the work at night after the kids went to bed, something had to give. I wasn't totally sure how she'd take this advice, but she did agree with me that at least 1 to 2 days per week she needed some extra childcare hours in the afternoon and to work an actual full workday during the workday. She did this, and pretty soon she was submitting her articles at the pace she wanted. Sometimes choices are hard, but again, just because we can doesn't mean we should. So if you have a flexible schedule, take some time today to think about what boundaries you have around your work hours. Are you satisfied with these or not? If not, you absolutely can ask for more help or renegotiate any assumptions that have been made before. Work is work, and whether you work at home and have control of your hours or not, it needs to be taken seriously if you want to advance. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.